Hey, greetings everybody, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We got to our town, we have our preach going on tomorrow at a college football game. Wanted to talk to you today about an interesting, different, unique topic that a saint brought up, and we discussed it. Preparing in ministry for what lies ahead. Preparing in ministry for what lies ahead. You know, everybody knows, if you ponder it, we live in perilous times these days. Many crazy things going on in the world, unprecedented ways and things and events, and a lot of death, destruction, fear. So we have to be ready to face what lies ahead. All the turmoil, Jesus promised tribulation. Of course, in the last days come great tribulation. So again, this topic came up from a single sister, and we discussed it together, all of us, and I wanted to cover it as a blessing. So, talking about preparation, let me read some scripture verses for you first. Luke 14, 28 through 30. Jesus says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." Interesting parable. So let's talk about this. So what we endeavor to finish, we should take stock of and make sure we're prepared to finish it. That's the moral of this parable. Amen? So what you're going to plan to finish, you start something, you want to finish it, you want to prepare to make sure that you can finish it. Otherwise, people will say, they'll mock you. They'll call you foolish. Have you ever seen a house that someone started and they couldn't finish it and it sat there for years unfinished? Yeah, you think, wow, what happened to that builder, huh? Not very wise. So many will think of material needs in the times I'm talking about, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Those are important. But I want to talk more about spiritual needs and kind of material as well. Maybe spiritual material needs, if I could say that. All right? Because we all want to finish this faith race, right? We want to finish it for the Lord. Those who endure to the end, Matthew 24, will be saved. Now, I have many articles. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. I've got articles on preparation like three freedoms, how to be debt-free, how to be born again in Christ to be free, and how to be free from the world system. That's important. I've got pages on being a van dweller so you can be free and prepared on the road as we do. You know, we're kind of exposed out here. If things go down, we could be cut off easily and quickly from a lot of things. So we have to be prepared to not be foolish. I have a page on homesteading. We have a homestead. We homestead for years. We're not at our homestead very often. So that's a way to prepare. Admittedly, I'm out in a busy road as usual. Admittedly, you're really foolish in these terrible times if you don't have some basic needs stored up. Food, water, basic needs to help you, your family, and your neighbors, if you can, in a time of need. Now, beyond that is what I want to talk about. Let's talk about being prepared spiritually in the ministry with some physical needs. This came up. I thought it'd be a blessing if I shared it with other people. You want to finish what you started. Are you prepared if the world goes dark? We're talking if the internet goes down, if global upheaval comes, society crumbles, you can't get things you normally would get. We're not talking fear here. We're talking wisdom and preparation, as Jesus said. Are you prepared in wisdom? Have you thought this out ahead? Again, this is for born-again, holy, obedient saints. If you lack that new life, go to don'tperish.com, look at the gospel, test yourself, repent, and follow after Christ with all that you are. Let us know how we can help you in that. So I want to go over some basic points to prepare in ministry with physical needs. In case the internet goes down, society breaks down, you're cut off from a supply line, you're cut off from other believers, You're cut off from a teacher that may be elders that may be overlooking you. Let's talk about these. Number one, probably the best thing you can do. Study up. Hide the word in your heart. Train yourself for whatever ministry role God has given you or is biblically proper for you. Psalm 119:11. I have hidden thy word in my heart. Hide it in your heart, saints. Know it, believe it, live it, keep it. If you can memorize it as much as possible, you don't need to memorize chapter and verse. Memorize the concepts. Once it's in your heart, it can't be stolen, can it? Like Jesus said, store up for yourself where the moths and the thieves can't steal it. Well, that's one way to do it. Hide the word of God in your heart. Number two, work while it's day. You know, when things get really bad in culture, society, the laws, could be military takeovers, could be massive, massive upheaval, unrest, civil wars, as I said, all types of crackdowns we see in other countries. We may not be able to minister as well then. We know we won't. We won't have the freedom. Work while it is day. Night is coming. In John 9, verse 4, Jesus talked about working in the day, because when the night comes, no man can work. So, hiding the word in your heart. Be prepared to be working right now diligently while you can. Whatever ministry God's given you. All right? Work your ministry. Number three, have a healthy supply of good Bibles on hand. King James, New King James. Even if you just have the New Testament. When things get ugly, you're not going to be able to go out and buy Bibles or get them. Other people around you, neighbors, friends, family, unsaved, unregenerated people, they may be interested in the Word of God, and maybe now is their time to read and study and be convicted. 1 Peter 3:15, be ready to give an answer, right? You want to be ready to give an answer to other people. You want to have supply of the Word of God. All right? I think that's a really, really important point not many people probably think about. You're not going to be able to get it on your iPhone. You're not going to be able to get it off the internet. You're not going to be able to get them from Amazon if things go that bad. Look at Facebook went down the other day and people were freaking out. Imagine when the internet goes down. How about when the power grid goes down one day? Yeah, that's going to take out the internet, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Get yourself a good supply of Bibles so you can have them to share the Word of God with people. Number four, how about a good supply of good gospel Bible tracts? Ephesians 4:12, do the work of the ministry, right? That's the purpose of the New Testament body. Train everybody up to do the work of the ministry. You want to have Bibles. You want to have gospel tracts. You want to hide the word in your heart, right? You want to work while it's day. These are all good points. Get a good Bible tract. If you need help making one, let us know. We'll help you. One that has the gospel on it, one that calls them out of the world, one that calls them to holiness and obedience, one that calls them out of man-made religion, gives them the hope of God's kingdom coming out of Satan's kingdom. Number five, if you have a holy, biblical, Bible-teaching man that oversees you, teaches you, you might want to consider, if he's got teachings on the internet, you might want to consider printing off some of the key teachings, the gospel, holiness, coming out of the world, coming out of man-made religion, personal holiness, how to clothe your temple, whatever you feel is vital. Have a file. Print them out. Put them in your drawer. Have a file. Neighbors, friends and family that aren't Christians, when things go bad, they may want to learn. All right, and especially you ladies, I'm going to say this. Men, if you know these topics and you can teach them, great. You can teach anybody. Ladies, as you well know, you got to be careful teaching believer men. So it may be really important for the ladies to have these printed off even more so if they're cut off or they're alone because they can't teach men, but they can hand out, hey, my brother teaches this. And they can give good biblical doctrine. 1 Peter 5:2 says, feed the flock. Right, he's talking to elders there. But in the case of no elders being around, a godly woman could hand out a teaching to point someone in the right direction. And she can give him a Bible. Wow, there's a good thought, huh? So, to recap. Hide the Word of God in your heart. Work while it's day. Get a healthy supply of Bibles. Have a good supply of good gospel Bible tracts. And if you have a holy, obedient teacher, copy some of his teachings, key teachings, and have them on hand. You won't be able to get them off the internet, and you won't be able to share his links if the internet and the power grid goes down. Those are some basic points for physical needs in ministry that's going to help you endure. It's going to keep you ministering. It's going to help you love your neighbor. It's going to help you be a blessing to others and offer people the hope of coming into the kingdom of God versus this kingdom of Satan that is all around us in this wicked world. Now, closing out here, you may never need to use these things in an emergency. Power grid may never go down. The internet may never go down. Civil war may never come. Tribulation may not come in your lifetime. Okay, you know what? You're going to need the Word of God hidden in your heart, right? You're going to still want to work while it's daytime. You don't know how long you're going to live, right? You still want to have a healthy supply of Bibles, you'll use them. God will use them. You want to have a good supply of gospel tracts, God will have you handing them out. And you want to have teachings on hand, and you will use them and give them out if you have them. So all the things that you're preparing for, it's like food and water. Save it up, and if the terrible times don't come, you drink the water, eat the food. Didn't go to waste. Just wisdom. I encourage you saints to prepare. I believe in the years ahead, there will be very perilous times coming. If not the tribulation itself and the last days, I think here in America, we're going to see maybe the fall. We know saints in Australia, it's getting terrible there. In Europe, it's bad. All over the world. But I'm in America and I see what's going on, and I think America's going to fall further and further. So I encourage all you saints, pray about this. Maybe this was a blessing to you. Maybe you never thought about this. Maybe you never thought, wow, I'll use my Bible on the phone. Wow, if the power grid and the phone goes down, I don't have enough Bibles. Yeah, just some pointers to help you out. So go ponder that, saints. Take Jesus' advice. If you start something, make sure you can finish it. You started this faith race for the glory of God. Are you ready to finish it? For the glory of God, no matter your situation, good times, fair times, bad times, great tribulation, are you ready to finish for the glory of God? Hope those points have helped you. This has been Brother James. Got to go get ready for our preach tomorrow. We love you. Let us know how we can help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog every day. Articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs to help you in the faith, encouraging you to get going, keep going, strive on. Seek the kingdom of God while it may be found. Let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Till next time, God bless me. Come back again. Have a glorious day. And may God be praised.